AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump delivered a politically charged speech yesterday that was broadcast live in prime time on network television. In the almost 20-minute address, the president blamed his predecessor for the nation's economic challenges.
I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
Trump also announced a nearly $1,800 bonus check for U.S. troops for Christmas.
A special we call Warrior Dividend.
The president has promised an economic boom, but inflation has remained elevated and the job market has weakened sharply, partly due to his tariffs. Even so, the president said,
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
In other news, Trump is demanding that Venezuela return assets that it seized years ago from U.S. oil companies. Trump again justified his decision earlier this week to order a blockade against oil tankers traveling to or from Venezuela. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the U.S. government has admitted having a role in a deadly helicopter plane collision in Washington.
The January collision between an airliner and an Army Black Hawk helicopter near Washington's Reagan National Airport killed 67 people. Now, in an official response to the first lawsuit filed by one of the victims' families, the government says the actions of an air traffic controller and the Army helicopter pilot played a role, and the government itself is liable. Authorities have said the helicopter was flying higher than allowed when it collided with the American Airlines regional jet as it was landing. However, the government denied air traffic controllers, the FAA, or the Army were negligent. Meantime, the Senate's approved a bill to require military aircraft broadcast their location. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Powerball jackpot has grown to an estimated $1.5 billion for Saturday night's drawing, after lottery officials said no ticket matched all six numbers drawn last night. The World Cup winner will get $50 million from a richer prize pool, half of Chelsea's payday, for winning the Club World Cup.
FIFA has announced that the winner of the 2026 World Cup will receive $50 million from a $655 million prize pool. The champions' figure is up from $42 million won by Argentina in 2022 and $38 million gained by France in 2018. It's still less than half of what Chelsea earned for winning the Club World Cup this year. The total prize fund for the World Cup is up 48.9% from the $440 million for 2022 and nearly six times the $110 million in prize money for the 2023 Women's World Cup. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.